head right up.
And if you had something that was very rich, full of pine tar.
Yes, that's lighter.
That's lighter, uh-huh. And what do you call a place where you hang clothes?
Clothesline.
Inside the house, where you keep your clothes.
Clothes press, or sometimes we call it now, what do you call them, baby?
You used to call them clothes presses?
Yes, sir. And you could tie a bolt, put a nail bolt out high and have nails on it, then you call it clothes hanger.
I see. And if it's built in, do you call it a closet?
Yes, sir. That's right.
You still call it today?
A closet, right on.
Closet.
Yeah, but...
And these boards here, what are these?
Well, that's pine.
What are you... they're made out of pine, and what are they...
Well,
are they
I think this is a pine house, and if it ain't, it's more than oak. That man told me to build them more than this house.
You ever
this
call
a good
this
house.
Weatherboard?
Well, yeah, that's what it is, see? But it's tongue and glue. Well, boarding is not exactly tongue and glue.
Weatherboard would be more like that?
Yes, sir, that's what they call weatherboard.
I see, and this is, would you say it again?
Ceiling.
Ceiling.
Yes, but it's put up together, you see. But you could use it for weatherboarding, but you wouldn't wish to use it for weatherboarding if you didn't
think. This part is the tongue?
Yes, sir.
And what's this under here, then?
That's a lip, because it goes down over that, there's little something under there, that's under that, it, this goes down.
And you call it tongue and...
glue.
Tongue and glue. I see. That's a new one on me. I never heard that. What do you call a small porch, but sometimes it doesn't even have a roof. Outside your back door, you might have a...
A wall.
Just a walk.
And there ain't no shelter over it.
Just a walk?
Yes, we can walk right on that and then step right on down on some steps. But it'll get wet all over when it rains.
Do you folks ever call out a stoop?
Well, I expect that's what they call it. A bouche one.
And back on the farm, where did you keep the cows before you milked them?
Well, we kept them in the cow pen. Yes.
Did you ever see much rock or stone around that people would make a wall or a fence out of?
Well, yes, I've seen things that they could make, but when you want to make a stone fence, you want to beat the stuff up and put it in a vat and make it a block. And then you want
it fits.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
That's where you'd want to do that.
Right. And on the farm, a large wooden thing with a handle to put milk or water in. What do you call that?
We call that a water pail or a water bucket.
Which one more often?
Water bucket.
Bucket.
Yes.
In the old days.
Yes. Yes.
And if it was made out of metal, galvanized iron, the same thing.
They'd call it an iron pot. They might, they'd rather say, rather than, they said, bring me the iron pot, Jim. You'd know you mean something hotter than, you know, what granite well would be.
I see. I don't think I got down on tape what you said about a spider. Would you mind saying it again? You told me about a spider, but
we cook bread in it. There's a round thing of three legs. And then we set up on three bricks. That make a place where you put a fire under him. Then we put our bread in there and put the lead on it. And then the lead got a hole in it. Then we build a fire on it. And then when you want to look at that bread, we stick a straight stick under there and raise it up and look at it. And if the bread's brown, while we set the lid over here and rake the ashes off, one or the other we do.
Yes, have an oven.
Yes, that's what it is, the oven.
What do you use in the kitchen to fry your eggs on?